release some more. Okay, we're going to bring you more into your body, into your legs. You might feel the presence of you coming in. And an indication of that is that your legs will start to feel a little heavier than normal. So I'm going to count to 10 as we bring your spirit into your body. We're out collecting the fragments of you that left from pain and trauma right now, anxieties, etc. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of you is coming in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of take note on how your legs feel right now. I'm unable to go on the internet. I just lost internet connection here, so for whatever reason, I don't have internet. So I won't be able to view the fast chat here. And now we're going to be coming into the upper part of our body, taking away more entities here. And this will work with your internal organs. And again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Some people are used to attempting to work with the energy themselves to push things out of them. Normally, that won't help you because you're using the mind energy and the light ship uses heart energy, and the two don't really go together. Here we go. These energies are being released from you now. And again, kind of just take note on how your body's feeling. You might have a pain that you've had for a while get released instantly. Remember, these entities can bring to you their traumas, their whole life history, body hopping, maybe a couple thousand to millions of people. It's like all recorded naturally in their program of the emotional body. So when they come into you, if they come into your awakening consciousness and attempt to alter your brain thinking so that you're actually doing something that you really don't choose to do, they have a lot of history with them coming into you. And they can do a lot of things with your body. This is why you need to be with your spirit with you in control of your precious holy temple that your body is. Okay, I'm going to do some releasing now more here. I feel people having problems around the lung area, heart area, so we're going to do some more energy work there. And again, just kind of sit back and relax here. You might take a couple of deep breaths, see how your breathing is here. There we go. Okay, we're going to bring in more of your spirit back into your body. And it'll be connecting again to your body organs. We'll just say going up from your second chakra all the way up to your heart chakra. Then we'll do your shoulder areas and arms next here. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get some more of you in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to work with your shoulders, rotator cuffs going down, elbows, wrist, knuckles, fingertips, fingernails, taking away entities there. Remember, if you have pain, let's say maybe you hit your finger with a hammer, or maybe you jammed your elbow into something. This pain will actually signal entities to come to you because they resonate with that pain also, and they go, ah, I can get energy from you, so I'm going to now come into this body. Remember, it needs life force energy from something, which is you. It takes that spirit energy away from you, that life force energy. This is why you don't want to have entities. And then they can also come in and give you more pain. So if they take away your healing energy from your spirit, then this is why people have a hard time healing, because of entities. And like I've said on previous shows, the reason why a lot of the books on healing do not work is because, number one, you're not in your body 100% to be the conduit for healing. And the next part is, so people have entities, and the entities take away the healing energy also. So this should actually be the disclaimer on all the New Age metaphysical books about healing. It should be in the first page. If you're not in your body 100%, and if you have all the entities released from you, or if you still have entities, this book may not even work for you. It may sound good mentally. It may have all kinds of spiritual truths in it. But lo and behold, you just find that you bought another book that maybe had 10 pages out of 300 that may have been useful to you, but then you search for the next book. So you may have a couple hundred books or more in your library on healing, and you wonder, why isn't this working? What's wrong with me? Well, it's not that it's you. It's the fact that the you that's you is not with you, and you're using the mind to think that it can work with healing, and it cannot do that. It has to be your spirit that heals you. It has the frequency of your body connected to it. This is what happens when you're first conceived. Your spirit actually, in a sense, stamps your body with its frequency so that it can come into it for healing. And it also is with you as you're developing, and it brings up certain DNA that it would like to experience in this lifetime. And that DNA is typically of talents that it would like to explore, and creativity. So here we go. You got a lot of these energies released from your arms and shoulders, so we're going to bring you more into your body now. And this you could be doing yourself daily. Just ask your spirit to help you, and just do this out loud if you wish. And it only takes 5 to 10 minutes to do this process. Remember, your spirit is not a wimp. It's very, very powerful. And a lot of people think that somehow when they call upon different religious deities, angels, masters, that they're so much more than you are. Well, they're really not. It's just that they got brought to us an information that you can use these. But unfortunately, people aren't talking about what they have inside of themselves. So your own spirit is of the divine also. It doesn't really know less than any of the other energies that you're actually calling upon to help you out. So always call upon your spirit. So here we go. Coming more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work with your neck area and maybe the top of your shoulders if you have any concerns there. So we're taking away entities. And we can have entities, you know, for almost our whole lifetime. They could come in as we're maybe a baby or a young child and stay with us for our whole life. So it's up to you to release them out of yourself. And they can also bring to us unexplained fears and addictions. Okay, coming in now, more of your spirit, counting again as it's being brought to you in wholeness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working with your head, ears, eyes. Maybe you have a gum infection. Maybe a tooth is hurting you. So just again, we're going to bring your spirit into these locations and take away the entities. So here we go. And just kind of think of the thought that you want to have released, you know, where this area is too. And they're being released right now. And again, as you come into your body, you're going to probably feel a little heavier. Might be another term, you might feel more dense. Here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to make sure that you're in your body properly. A lot of people go out of their body when they're sleeping. You'd almost have to tell your spirit not to do this, but it's probably so ingrained that this happens, or it gets taken out of your body by the dark side. And really, if you're not conscious, your spirit doesn't really need to be with you, but it should not be going to other places where it can get wounded or have problems happening to it. Then when it comes back to you, then you're suffering these same scenarios. And one of those is parallel lifetimes. So we're doing some healing work right now. And just think of what you'd like to have healed. And we're going to be bringing more of you back in right now. This is a total body realignment here. So when you go out of your body and you come back in again, sometimes you do a crash landing. And you could come in your body crooked. You could be out on the astral plane having, in a sense, say, spiritual warfare, taking out aggressions maybe on your neighbor or somebody up there. And, you know, that they could pull a knife out and stab you. Then you come back into your body and you go, oh, my God, I got a black and blue mark on my body. And or I got this, you know, maybe an internal bruise where my arm really hurts or something, not knowing what happened to you during the night. Well, this is what happens. And your spirit came in with that particular problem, and it brought it to you. Now you're dealing with it. This is why you don't want to leave your body. So we're going to do some healing work on this here. So if anybody has anything like this happening to them, you can look at the light beam now. And we're going to take you out of your body momentarily and put you back together again properly, and then bring you into your body the way you're supposed to be in your body. And you could be turned a couple of degrees off to the left or to the right. You could be 90 degrees off. You could have your head down by your feet. You could have the top part of your body right and the bottom part missing. There's just all different types of things that happen to people. So here we go. We're coming out and coming in. Perfect. We'll do it one more time. Out and in. Now we're going to have a light beam on your screen or the lightship insignia, whatever you have up. Do some activations here and put some nice energy into your body for healing. So if you have any concerns for healing, just request it right now inside of your head. Some people like to put one of their hands in a certain area on them where they're having a problem. And again, just sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful healing here. And I'll just put you in silence for about a half a minute as this happens. Next, we're going to be doing a chakra alignment here. And still think of your healing that you'd like to have as the energy comes through you. The energy from the light beams work with your spirit energy. And I'm going to go to your heart center first and reposition that so that all your energetic bodies that make up the physical body, all these holograms, are in alignment. Perfect. Now we're going up to your throat chakra. Good. Next. It's your third eye. Good. Now we're going back down below the heart to your solar plexus, your power chakra. And that feels wonderful. Now we're going to the second chakra. And now first chakra. Great. We'll do an opening now. So if you're in a quiet location and you wish to have your chakras opened up a little further for more healing, you can do so. We'll do this now. So I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. We'll go to the heart center again first. We always start with the heart. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you want to be connected to initially. So this will start to run the energy from your spirit into your body. That's why we start with the heart chakra always first. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Now we're going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Next will be your forehead, your third eye. spin, open. Now we're going back down to your solar plexus. Spin, open. And second chakra below the navel. Spin, your creativity. Spin, open. And first chakra. Spin, open. Okay, now we're going to go to different parts of your body. And then we'll do the mind to heart drop. So we're going to first go to your ankles and reposition the chakras in there properly. Left ankle first. Good. Right ankle. That has some work there needs to be done on some people. There we go. Good. Left knee. Good. Right knee. Good. Now we'll go up to your hip joints. Left hip. Good. And right hip. Okay. Perfect. And we'll go up to your shoulders right now. So left shoulder. Needs some work there with some people. Good. Right shoulder. Good. Okay, how about left elbow? Great. Right elbow. Great. Okay, left wrist. Good. Right wrist. Good. Now we'll go down to each knuckle on your fingers here. All the joints on your fingers. So left hand. Good. And right hand. Good. We should do the feet again. So we did the ankle. Now we'll go down to your toes. There we go. And this healing works pretty nice with a lot of people who have had in the past maybe cold feet or cold hands. The chakras normally are not in alignment. And all of a sudden, once this gets realigned, they get warmth in their feet and their hands. So here we go. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of your forehead as being your awakening consciousness. You can call it your mental body. You can call it your ego self. It's whatever you wish to portray it as, but it's you're basically your thinking. So when you do a lot of thinking, you're in that mode, in the mental realm, and you're not in your heart. So we're going to connect this energy body into your heart center. So think of it as the 10th floor of the elevator. And the first floor is where your spirit is in your heart center. We're going to drop you down now. Here we go. Dropping down. So I'll go slow so you can actually feel it. So 10 floor, which is your head. Now we're dropping down. 9. And dropping down some more. 8. And 7. And 6. 5. 4. 3. 2, and 1. Okay, we'll do this again. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit there for a little bit. We'll have some silence here and just contemplate how you feel and talk to your spirit and just see how your connection is with that. You should feel that little small voice talking to you now. It'll be like the voice inside of your head, but you should feel it in your heart center, not up in your head. Okay, so try to stay there throughout the show here and even after the show. You should feel pretty calm, pretty relaxed right now. And what we're going to do next is we can do some water charging if you like. We'll do a container of water that you can put inside of your mouth if you wish for a mouthwash. So why don't you all go out and get maybe an 8-ounce glass of water. This water will only last for today and tomorrow. 12 ounces would work also, but it won't have any healing abilities after that time. Remember, the light ship is working with your energy that you have right now. This is people ask me about pendants. They maybe bought a pendant that they have around their neck that they bought, you know, 6 months ago or even a couple of years ago, and they go, well, this was programmed for this. I go, well, yeah, but haven't you changed your consciousness? Have you changed your frequency of who you are? I said, this may have only lasted for, you know, a week for you to actually have around your neck. And they don't understand that everything is changeable. And that once something is, in a sense, programmed, and by who and what, it's hard to say. You know, I'm kind of leery about things like that, because you don't know what the connection is to, if it's an extraterrestrial race working through an individual person, and how that particular thing is programmed and what it's doing to you. You know, we don't have the consciousness here to fully understand a lot of these things. So you want to always ask your spirit if what you're buying is going to benefit you, or if it's going to actually start to steal your soul at some point in time, fragments of you, and then you can never get returned back into wholeness. It's quite an alarming situation when I see people buying things all the time, and they don't ask. They think that their ego self wants it. They want more and more and more, and they're actually causing themselves physical harm along with spiritual harm. So the first, this glass of water that we're going to be using will be used for a mouthwash. And typically you just want to probably put it in. I would not swallow it. Just spit it out. It's designed to help you if you have maybe a cold or something. It'll also help your body just by cleansing your mouth. So here we go. Put the glass of water in front of you. And put one hand on each side of it, and we'll have the light bean or the light bean insignia, whatever you have up on your monitor screen now. It'll start to activate this water for you, and it's beginning to work right now. So you may feel the wonderful heart connection from the light ship to you, and the energy now is moving down your arms into your palm chakras, into your fingertips. There we go. In about a minute, this will be done. And like I said, you don't want to hoard this water. Just, you know, you can ration it out, but by the end of tomorrow, it won't be any good. So you want to, you know, use it. Okay, it's about half done. You might start even feeling the energies working through your fingers right now. Okay. There we go. It's almost completed. And you might feel your fingers pulsating. Okay, right now it's charged up, so you could probably drink this after the show. You're probably not around, you know, maybe a wash basin or something where you can spit it out, so just put it aside. And what we're going to do is another exercise here. This you can do anytime. So this is the way that you can get more into your body. What I'd like you to do is to put your hands in front of you, kind of like you're doing a prayer, okay, in front of your heart center with your fingers pointing upward, palms together, and move your hands apart, both hands, until you're probably maybe at body width or a little bit more. And then move your hands slowly in until you can feel that invisible ball tension between your hands. This is actually your prana energy that you have, your life force energy. And once you feel that, then that's where your energy system is right now. And what we're going to do is increase that for you so that you're going to be able to hold more energy and also have more of your spirit with you in your body. So you may want to write down this affirmation. And it's, I now increase my life force energy. I repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. What we do is we take our hand, remove them apart, and let's go maybe further than where we were before. So let's go maybe, so your hands are separated by about 3 feet. And you say it out loud right now. I now increase my life force energy. Now slowly move your hands in, and you're going to find a location, which is probably more than what it was before when you first started. Typically, it'll increase between 3 to 6 inches. And when you feel it, just stop there, and now move your hands further apart again, and move them in slowly, and we'll, as we move them in, we'll say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy, okay, and it should have increased. And now move your hands further apart, and we'll now say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy, and move your hands together, and you're going to find that that invisible ball tension is increasing. So let's do this about 10 times here. We'll do it together. Here we go. I now increase my life force energy, and then again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, you should feel your body probably heating up. You might feel a lot of heat coming into your body. You know, maybe tingles. You might feel a little denser, a little heavier. And you probably are feeling a little more awake. So let's do it 10 more times to really lock this energy in good. Here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And last time, I now increase my life force energy. So if you wish to do this maybe 100 times, it'd be probably very beneficial. This will help to release energy blocks in your body also. Sometimes you might feel your body kind of quiver on the inside, or maybe you might have a couple of shakes, and that's the energy being released, all these blockages of the emotional body that's been imprinted into your physical body as they get released from you. You might feel that actually undoing the block and feeling more freedom from these energies. It's good to do this probably, you know, if you want to do it all the time, it's good to do it like maybe 3 to 5 times a week. You can always go to a restroom if you're at work. You do want to say it out loud at first because you have to program your body to show it what it's doing. After about a week of doing this here, then you're probably not going to have to say it out loud. You can just move your hands, and you'll be charged up within probably about a half a second by just sampling your energy. Your body will be trained to bring in more of your spirit automatically. If you're a body worker, the best thing to do is to do this before you work with someone. If you're body width or less with the energy, then you're going to be more than likely taking on their conditions, their problems. Maybe they have a sore foot or maybe something wrong with one of their shoulders, or maybe their back could be out or something, and you start working on that person, and if you're body width or less, you're probably going to be taking it on into your own body for healing, which is not a really good thing to do because the person will leave thanking you on how wonderful you were, and you may be suffering for a couple of days because of not being charged up enough. Remember, like attracts like, and your body will automatically attempt to balance out their body. And unfortunately, at that point, you may be suffering from a condition that you didn't have before the client came into your door. So this is a very good thing to do. If you're like a nurse, you want to do it all the time, too, to keep yourself pumped up so you're not taking on illnesses of people that you're dealing with. Or if you happen to be maybe a social worker or you're around people a lot, you may notice that some people drain you more than others. Well, once you charge up, it's going to be very hard for that energy of that person to come into your field because you have so much energy that if they do try to take some of it from you, maybe through courting, it's not going to affect you whatsoever because you're fully charged up. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that little exercise here. We're going to do another healing here. And what we're going to do is bring in, the male energies from the light ship. These are the male doctors. And this was pretty exciting on a couple of the shows that we had here. So here comes the males. They come in very strongly, and they'll do some healing work with you. So again, just think of one thing that you'd like to have them work with. And we're going to just keep increasing the energy here. And they come right in and start and get down to business, and they'll start to do healing work with you. So here we go. So again, I'll have to command them in. So here they come, stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, they're at 1%, so that's good. That's the number that they give me. And coming in some more, so stronger, 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 2%. You may start to feel your body change frequencies a little bit. And just keep watching the insignia or the light beam as they come in. 3%, they're going to come up to you now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feeling pretty good. Stronger, stronger. Okay, 3%. Now we're going into 4%. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, that feels good. Next, 5%. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's 5%. And I'm getting pretty warm here. So here we go, 6%. Stronger, 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 stronger. And again, request healing. And you may want to put your hand on a location where you'd like to have healing done now. 7%. Stronger, 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 and there we go. That's 7%. Next, we'll go to 8%. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's good. 8%. Now 9%. Stronger, 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 9. Boy, they're really strong. Here's 10%. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. So there shouldn't be any entities around right now. I'm sure they chased him away. And again, request your healing. You might feel like your room is buzzing with energy, and it should feel very still at the same time. Just a very, very pure, very clean, very high-frequency light energy is with you right now. So again, just contemplate what you want to have for healing. The light beams only work with your heart energy, not with your mind. Remember, the mind is not of the light, so you don't want to connect with mind energy. But you can use your thoughts to ask for healing. That's no problem with that. But everything works through the heart center for healing. So again, request your healing right now, and I'll just let you be in silence for a little bit here during this process. I think we'll do some water charging here, so why don't everybody get a glass of water that you can drink. And again, 8 ounces is fine, and I'm going to get mine right now, so I'll be back in probably about a half a minute. I got my glass of water here, so I'll wait for a little bit longer for you people to mix. Remember, you don't want to mix these up either. So this water we'll be using just to drink. And looks like I need about another 20 seconds. So this water is designed just for you only. It'll have special light codes in it to help you with your healing process. I do a session on Wednesdays. The cost is $60 for the whole month. So it's normally you'd be on it for 4 consecutive Wednesdays. And we do water charging, and you get a much larger quantity. You get gallon containers typically. And you have water for bathing in and drinking for a whole month, for actually 28 days. And so if you really want to move forward on healing, this is probably the quickest way, I think, to do that, mainly because each day you have divine water that's working with you as you drink it. So here we go. Take your glass of water now, and if you've been on these radio programs before, you know what this is all about, and people love having this water. This is water you're going to be drinking. The first one is just for a mouthwash, so you definitely want to make sure that you don't mix up these containers, you know, put some tape on it with your four or something like that, or write it down on a piece of paper. So put the water in front of you again, and you can watch the light beam or the lightship insignia on your monitor screen here, and we're going to have the male doctors charge it up, so they're already with you right now, so you're already probably buzzing, and here they come, and then we're putting light codes in it just for you. This is designed just for you for right now. And this is what you need. And this water you want to drink today. So I can feel my hands getting a little warmer. I can actually feel the energy going through the glass into the water myself. And I can feel my one hand energy off my fingers and palm chakra actually hitting the other palm chakra on my hand. That's how much energy there is flowing right now. It's quite interesting when the males come in. This is what I'm used to on the light ship, this frequency, although this is only a small portion of what's up there. Okay. And if you people want to try something, you might put your hand out after we do the water charging here. If you have a plant in your room, just put your aim your palm chakra at that plant, and you might actually see the leaves turn a little bit towards you, or you might see the energy of the plant change. So, okay, another 10 seconds here. And I can use this water myself. I'm pretty thirsty, so this will be great for me. Okay, it feels done. And I'm having my water right now. Yep, I needed this. My water this time has a slight metallic taste to it. I have a lot of saliva now in my mouth. Everybody has their own experiences. Sometimes the water is thick. Sometimes it's very thin, silky, very smooth. And you notice that when you put it into your mouth, it goes down instantly. So I'm going to have another sip myself here. The water has special divine light codes that are just for you right now. And this is what it's for, is to help you and aid you with your healing process. I'm going to do some sample healings here. One that people have liked a lot recently is the parallel life healing, where you're being taken out of the darkness energy. If you've been on other shows before, you know what I'm talking about. If you're brand new, I'll just briefly talk about it. The parallel lives are not created by the light. This is a dark side's invention. They fabricated the earth, cloned the earth, if you want to use that terminology, artificial intelligence. And they also made artificial intelligent beings that look like you. And you could be in, a couple hundred, maybe a thousand of these lifetimes, not knowing about it. And your spirit goes there when you're sleeping, or maybe goes there when you're out of your body, if you're not real conscious. Maybe you go out to a bar or something and have a couple of drinks or too many. Your eyes become glossed over, and all of a sudden you're out of here. Well, you could be in those parallel lifetimes. And what happens is you can have your soul stolen, your spirit stolen that way, parts of it, which is a very sad thing. But the worst thing is that if you're in a physical body, just like you are now, and it has a problem, maybe it's in a car accident, well, you're going to bring that energy back to you. So if you have, say, 30 lifetimes where the dark side wanted to put you into agony of pain and created a car wreck for you, and then all of a sudden your spirit comes back to you when you need to come back into your body, at that point in time, you could be bringing in maybe a broken leg into your physical awareness here. And your spirit always mimics you, so it's going to bring in the energy of that particular incident, along with other times when it wasn't broken, and all of a sudden you may start having leg pains. And that can also manifest into the physical manifestation of having that actually done to you. Remember, because the dark side runs this planet, we're like in a prison planet here, so if you're having energy around you from having 30 car wrecks, chances are that energy could be reflected out. Remember, working with the mind, and the mind's going to bring to you that scenario, and you could have a car wreck. So this is another reason why you want to get rid of parallel lives. Remember, the light only has one life now, and that's all it is dealing with. It created you to have one life, not multiple lives, not being a multidimensional being, because wherever you are is where you are, and that's it, only one lifetime. So we're going to pick on 10 of these lifetimes for you here. So what normally have people do is to think of something that's wrong with you. So, you know, maybe you have picked up an ache in your foot. Maybe you have a cavity and it's hurting, or anything like that. Maybe it could be much worse. But just think of one thing that you're dealing with physically. And we're going to take you out of those lifetimes that resonate to that particular problem that you're dealing with. And it might just go away from you. So here we go. Number 10, lifetime. Released from it. Good. Number 9, released. And 8, released. And 7, released. And 6, released. And 5th, released. fourth released, third released, second released, first released, and we'll do one more here. I guess the one that we're probably in right now that you don't know about, and we're releasing it and coming back home. Here we go. There we go. Perfect. Next thing we're going to do is a planetary healing, which is kind of similar. Remember, your astrological chart, everybody has heard about that. If you're in the New Age movement or just curious about what's happening to you, people get readings, go to astrologers, and they tell you what can happen to you according to when you were born and what planets are influencing your life. Well, right away you wonder, geez, how can I be in love and light, and how could the divine created something for me like this here where I'm controlled by planets? Well, that's, again, the dark side energy. The fact that people are able to read it is wonderful. So I'm not saying that the people reading or doing readings for you are of the darkness. What I am saying is that they're able to have that talent to, in a sense, decode, we'll say, the dark agenda that is all around you. And once you find out something that could happen to you, just like in a psychic reading, then you're able to change maybe that particular day of what you're planning to do or something, or change your thinking a little bit so that you're not going to be affected, you know, to do a different turn in the road or something. But these planets, I use the word horoscope instead of H-O-R-O. I add a couple of extra letters there, you know, for horror. And oddly enough, you can just go to the dictionary, and what I like to do if I'm kind of curious of what a word really means is go probably about six words above what you're curious about and go about six words after it, and at the most 10 words. But normally within six words you're going to get a clue, a much broader interpretation of what you're really looking at. And naturally the word horror is there, and so I see it as how the dark side is giving us this horror in our life to cause us physical pain and trauma, how they're controlling us. And they're controlling us through planets. And these planets may be known to us, may not be known. They could be from dark side universes. We do have names of planets here that people work with. But there's a lot more than that to it. So we're going to take you out of 10 of these planets. And again, I do a special session on this here. And if you're interested in being released, I can do that for you. So here we go. Remember, you could have a couple hundred or more. I think I went to 800 planets so far with one person. Here we go. And typically, it's like if you have something like a black cloud around your head, we'll say, or just nothing seems to work well in your life, this could be the reason, is that you're being controlled, manipulated. You're like the puppet on the string and, you know, on the marionette of all these planets affecting your life, and you can't get out of it. You don't know why stuff happens to you all the time. And this could be the reason. I'm not saying that it is the reason, but it's once you get freed of these things, you start to have a higher consciousness and understand that you are a spiritual being and that you're able to control your reality on a spiritual level with your spirit working with you rather than having energies connected to your body, cording you, sucking your energy out of you. So here we go. This is the 10th planet. And again, just sit back and relax and sample the energy. So the 10th planet released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released. These are the cordings to your body. You might actually feel them leave your body. 4 released, 3rd released, 2nd, and 1st. There, so kind of contemplate and look and see how you feel. You might want to just stand up momentarily, maybe stretch for maybe 15 seconds, twist your body, and just see how you feel. You might sense that a pain left you. Maybe you have an awakened consciousness now. Maybe you feel a little happier. Maybe you're starting to smile where before you felt kind of grumpy. And that's these energies attaching themselves to you. The body doesn't really understand what's happening to it. It's like a victim, and it goes, well, how could this be happening? Well, it is, because there's no place to really put it in your consciousness that you could be invaded by all these energies. I'm going to do another 10 for everybody. before we close the show here. So here we go. So this will be number 20. So released, and 19 released, 18 released, 17 released, 16 released, 15 released, 14 released, 13 released, 12 released, and 11 released there. So again, take a deep breath. What we're going to do is bring in another healing energy from the light ship here. The male light beings are still with you. You may actually feel your room buzzing. And we're going to bring in an oxygen that you can have in your room for the next half an hour. And this will be oxygen number 35 from the light ship. And here it comes. I have to invoke it in, so I'll use the word stronger. Remember, all healings are command, so I have to command the energy to come in. So here it is. So number 35 is coming. So stronger, stronger, take a deep breath. Stronger, 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 stronger. Take some more deep breaths and just kind of see how this energy feels as you're breathing it. You might feel your lungs expanding more. Stronger, 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 stronger. That feels great to me. I'll bring it in some more here. Take some deep breaths now. Stronger, 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 stronger. This might be cleaning out your sinuses too here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'll just let you all sit with this energy. I do one-hour conference calls on Mondays and Fridays for $20. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. On Wednesdays, we do a half-an-hour healing on the light ship, just like we do on Mondays and Fridays, but it's half the time, and then we do water charging. So if you're interested for that, I'd say it's very wonderful to get on those calls. This coming weekend, I'll be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. I'm doing a lecture there and a workshop that's free. So if you're in the area, you know, come to it. I'll be there. And the lecture's 10 o'clock on Saturday. And I mean, the workshop is 10 o'clock Saturday, and the lecture 7 o'clock on Friday. And I'm also on a 2012 panel on Sunday. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And we'll see you again on the next show here. And have a wonderful time. And blessings to all of you, and good night.